Back here on the game, we'll get to You Can't Be Serious next segment before we are out of here. Tyler trying to decide whether or not to go to a Nebraska football game. He got an invite to the Nebraska-Wisconsin game this fall. K-State on the road at Texas the same week. I think it's a no-brainer. Slam dunk. Twitter is split closer to 55-45 on this issue. Feed me some more stats from the one time you went to Lincoln in 2001 for that 31-21 Wildcat
loss. I can do that. Like I said, the passing game was dismal. I'll get back to that in just a second. L. Roberson did have 119 rushing yards in the game, had a touchdown. Josh Scobie was bottled up in this game, 14 carries, 36 yards, so not great. Joe Hall was in the mix. He had 8 carries, 48 yards. Darren Diedrich for Nebraska, 24 carries, 108 yards.
See, I couldn't believe that he had more carries than Thunder Collins, yeah. Man. And I remember Thunder Collins being the guy.
Thunder Collins only had 6. Eric Crouch had 23 carries, 106 yards. K-State led 14-13 at half, and then Nebraska dominated the third quarter, ran away from it from there. But this is just special. The combined passing numbers in this game for both teams, 7 completions out of 25 attempts, 97 yards, 1 touchdown, 5 interceptions.
Can I get Robertson's line one more time?
1 of 11 for 32 yards, a touchdown, and 2 picks.
Part of a season in which he completed 39% of his passes. Why do you think I bring that up?
Why are you doing this again?
That's just a question.
Just reset the timer to 0 for you tying this into Daniel Sams or something, right?
Yes, you are correct. 39% passing for the season, 1 for 11 in a game at Nebraska.
Stuck with him, though. At number 2, Nebraska. I think they had a pretty good defense.
Yeah, stuck with him. Guy turned out to be pretty good QB. Pretty good QB.
Pretty good. I'm looking to see who had the interceptions in that game.
Robert Roberson ascended higher than the Alamo Bowl, went to a Fiesta Bowl.
See, Grant, how I'm trying to keep us on topic, and he's trying to pivot. Willie Amos had 2 picks. With 70 return yards and a touchdown, so he had a pick 6.
Remember how Daniel Sams completed 70% of his passes here?
John McGraw also had a pick in that game for K-State.
That's almost twice the 2001 L. Roberson completion percentage. Almost twice as nice, as they would say.
K-State's leading receiver, Aaron Lockett, 2 catches, 40 yards, touchdown.
Yeah, that touchdown at the end of the half, man. L could make some plays.
Actually, Aaron Lockett was the only K-State player that had positive receiving yards. Josh Scobie had 1 catch for negative 3 yards. Rock Cartwright had 1 catch for 0 yards.
I bet you guys did not think you were going to get that today. A deep dive into the box score of 2001 K-State at Nebraska used to further my Daniel Sams narrative.
I really hope.
You're welcome.
I hope that if I go to that game that I get a better game than that.
Well, here is another reason why you should go. It's a big-time trolling opportunity, man.
It is.
If you take any perverse joy in trolling, now you have to be willing to do it IRL in real life. This is not on Twitter. This is not over the anonymous internet. You have to be willing to put yourself out there full bore with Nebraska fans staring you back in the face. But, yeah, if you were to wear some Wisconsin gear, like Matt said, that could help out. If you were to wear some K-State gear, I think that honestly might get you more comments coming your way. But then you're going to have to be ready and prepared with what you will dish back out to them.
Nebraska.
That's the key. You have to be prepared. And what do I always say about being a fan and trying to troll or be funny, whether it's a sign or whatever you're going to yell? What's my rule of thumb there?
It's got to be clever.
Don't take any chickens there. None of that. I need you to be clever with this, so you need to brainstorm some ammo for the Nebraska fans.
Nebraska is going to be playing that game against Wisconsin fresh off of their first 2 Big Ten games of the season, which are against Rutgers and Illinois. Powerhouses.
Well, there's a starting point. You can talk about the schedule. Start asking them how many bowl teams they have on the schedule.
Not many.
Because even though they play Oregon, the Ducks were not a bowl team last year. Give me a number there. How many bowl teams on that schedule?
Let's see. So Wisconsin would be Ohio State, Northwestern, Minnesota, Penn State, Iowa. Is that 6? I think 6 bowl teams.
Okay.
Well, their first. I mentioned this to you while we were on our way down to Big 12 Media Days. Nebraska's first road game of this season against a team that had a winning record last year is November 11th at Minnesota.
Start calling Mike Riley Diet Bill Callahan.
Yeah.
That's a way to go.
Okay.
Look, I need you to pay attention.
Well, okay.
I mean, we've got you out here.
We've got time to prepare.
I have a pretty extensive IRL trolling resume in my life. Like I said, part of the reason that K-State pulled that wicked turnaround from losing by 50 in Lubbock in 2009 to beating A&M by like 45 the next week is because I was on the front row of the student section telling Jerod Johnson, their quarterback, that he was Diet Jamarcus Russell. Got in his head. I take a decent chunk of credit for that effort back in 2009.
I think that you have made some very good arguments for why I should go.
I also started the lineup group for the KU game, the Whiteout game, K-State Proud game, 2009 it would have been, the 08-09 season. I started the group that we waited in line to get in, and our group was called Love in an Elevator, based on Sharon Collins. Also a reference to that, it's an Aerosmith song, right?
Yeah.
Love in an Elevator. These are the things on my resume,
yeah,
my friend.
And I really appreciate
so
you
I'm
going
trying
down
to help you.
You're going down your entire resume during this segment. I think that you've made a very good argument, which is why it's surprising to me that
almost got in a fight with a Nebraska fan at Stampede 2 years ago for yelling 5-7 in the same cadence that they were yelling Go Big Red.
The vote is narrowing. We're at 52-48 now. We've got more people that are stuffing the ballot box that think that I should not go to Lincoln, whatever day that is.
I think those people just want you to miss out on an awesome opportunity to go to Nebraska Stadium.
Is Tommy Armstrong still there? Who's Nebraska's quarterback? I want to see some good players. It's not necessarily about the experience. Show me some good players.
You're focused on the wrong thing here. You clearly do not have much interest. I don't think you have it in you to go do IRL trolling. I don't think you have it in you.
The way you're
handling this right now and the way you were treating this segment gives me zero faith that you have it in you to do this.
Ouch.
Plus, Wisconsin's going to be favored to win. And so you're not
Is Wisconsin good?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure they're going to be favored to win against the Huskers.
Well, if Tommy Armstrong is their quarterback, then
he is very close to being a John Kurtz guy, I feel like.
Well, can somebody just give me an answer on that? I think Tommy Armstrong is gone, but I don't know this for sure. I've not watched enough Nebraska football.
Football roster.
Because there is a lot of material to work with if Tommy Armstrong is still their quarterback as well.
No, he's gone. He's gone.
Okay, well, no more of that. Well, you could say, okay, if their quarterback and their offense is starting to have problems, say bring back one-legged Tommy. Something like that. I mean, the guy could never stay healthy out there on the field, and he was literally like dragging himself out on the field at times just to be out there to play quarterback because they didn't have anybody else that could do anything.
I believe their new quarterback is going to be 6'4 junior Tanner Lee. I think that's the new guy.
Yeah. You continue to try and treat this seriously while I am trying to have a serious conversation here about how you go about taking the most advantage of this scenario.
Look, I can put together a solid trolling package, but you've got to remember.
No, you can't because you're not listening to me. You don't have the stuff, my friend. You got to have it. You don't have it.
I've got the stuff. I just have to be careful because, again, I'm about to be in-laws with a bunch of Nebraska fans, and I don't want to burn that bridge because I know that at least a couple of them.
The family. I mean, what are they going to do?
A couple of them at least have tuned in for the show before.
They're not going to break up the wedding. You'll be fine. You are totally fine.
Yeah,
there is nothing to worry about. You are in like Flynn. You have a safety net to fall back on, and that is your sister's impending marriage. Okay?
Yeah, you're not going to ruin that.
You control your blank off because you have a safety net. This is a perfect situation, a perfect scenario. You can even test some of the material out on the in-laws before you break it out to a wide-ranging audience.
That's not bad.
Now, let's say he was marrying someone in that family. Then it might be a different scenario.
Yes, totally different.
Yeah.
Totally
but since it's your sister, yeah, it's...
Then you've got to limit your comments to, like, you getting too upset at the Thanksgiving dinner table every now and then and just letting something fly there.
I did. When I last saw them, we did get into it a little bit, and they immediately went to how many national championships does K-State have? Immediately went to that. Nebraska hasn't won a conference championship in this millennium. It's been since, like, 99 or whenever it was that they last won a conference championship.
Well, there you go, man. Tell them to bust out Big Willie style, the Will Smith CD, and start enjoying Nebraska's last conference championship. This material writes itself, man. I feel like they did win it in 2001, though.
And I'm sure that week, the week of the game, you get a Twitter. I'm sure Twitter can help you with some ammunition to go up there.
Oh, no doubt. Just wait until the week leading up, man. I will give you everything you need to know. If you want me and need me to pay extra attention to Nebraska football this year just for trolling purposes, I'll do it, man. I got your back.
They were Big 12 North co-champions with Colorado. Colorado won the 2001 Big 12 championship.
That's 30, right.
39-37 over number 3 Texas.
They got beat like 62-36 in Boulder or something, and then they went and got crushed by Miami, probably the best college football team of all time. All right. Well, there you go. Will Smith CDs, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys.
This has been a lot more fun than I expected it to be, and that is including the fact that you've basically been trolling me the last 10 minutes.
I'm not trolling you. I just don't think you are taking this as serious as you should.
Serious enough to forget about the Royals and talk about a whole segment.
No, we were going to do that, weren't we? Sorry, Royals. Win more. Get better. I'll troll the Royals to their face, too. Huh? How about that? You Can't Be Serious is next.